morning, everybody. So, it is still Wednesday. I believe it's, I want to say the 3rd or the 4th, something like that. It's the 3rd. It's Wednesday the 3rd. So, we're halfway through the week, y'all. Let's talk about doggies this morning. Let's talk about animals. So, right now, with the world, you know, all going crazy, kind of, you know, from COVID, you know, then we had, you know, masks to two masks to one mask to, we had that snow, people lost power, water, busted pipes. Some people are still without power, water, and have busted pipes, you know. Was told a suggestion about the busted pipe thing. If you have like a auto parts store near you, sometimes you can find a part for like a car, like a tube or a hose, and use that and replace with like those gasket, fixer things. I forget what they're called, where you can tie it off and use that to run your water. So that way you'll have water for like your sink, your toilet, that type of thing. Through your house until you can, you know, get the right parts to fix your plumbing. That was a suggestion. One of my friends saw it on Facebook, and then another person told me about it, and I said, oh yeah, that's not a bad idea. So I figured I'd share that with y'all as well. You know, we've got a lot of craziness going on in this world, y'all. And, you know, people are dumping dogs, surrendering dogs. You know, people are dumping dogs with no chips, and, you know, that are unneutered and unspayed. And, you know, we'd like to all think that every dog that's out running had an owner and it got out, or, you know, got taken or something like that, and there was a reason why it was, you know what I mean? Like, it was an accident that got out there that way. But, reality, a lot of people dump animals. You know, I can tell you stories and stories about people. There are stories I know about some people that I'm just like, when I found out, I was like, I need to sit down. Like, you know, these are people I would have never thought would have done some of the stuff I've been told they did. And, you know, the person that it came from, it was like, yeah, you're telling me the truth, you know, and it just... It was like, y'all no reason to lie to me, but it was just like, I would have never thunk it, you know what I mean? Would have never thought that person would do such a thing like that. You know, so you got to be very mindful and very careful, you know, when it comes to rehoming pets or adopting as well. I mean, if you've got a rescue dog or dogs or cat, you don't necessarily know what that animal's been through. You know, whether it came from a shelter or another person, I mean, I hate to tell y'all this, but if you're in rescue, you know, 9 times out of 10, a person that's trying to rehome an animal, there is something going on with that animal that person is like past their limit of dealing with, whether the animal is destructive or aggressive or whatever it is. But also, there's things they're not going to tell you, you know, and usually once you get it back home and, you know, once you start, like, testing to see, you know, what's really going on with the animal, that's when you find out, and you're like, ah, you know, like, excuse me, I have these hiccups. That's when the aha moments start kicking in, you know, where you're like, oh, this is why you didn't want to tell me, you know. And, of course, y'all know in rescue, if you message that person or text them, they're probably going to block you. You know, or say, oh, we didn't know. No, that was the whole reason why they wanted to get rid of that animal. It had nothing to do with what they told you. You know, they probably told you, oh, that dog is house trained and doesn't jump on nobody and isn't food aggressive and loves other dogs, animals. And guess what? The first time you try to do an animal introduction, that dog tries to rip that animal's, you know, I mean, you know, food, you set it down, it's growling, you're like, that food aggression, you know. You immediately go, bingo, like, the light comes on, you're like, this is why, you know, and heck, I've transported, I've fostered, I've, you know, heck, I've fostered without a rescue before. I fostered with a rescue before. I've been burned both ways. you know, I've been burned fostering with a supposed rescue, and ever since then, I'm not keen on it. You know, I fostered without a rescue, you know, and was kind of told by other people, oh, we got you, and, well, it took them about 4 days to actually get me, you know what I mean, to actually find somebody else to take on what I had, and it was like, nah, you know, like, this was supposed to be, like, maybe an overnight thing, you know what I mean, so, hold on, I need some coffee, y'all. My allergies are so bad this morning. But yeah, just, you know, and the thing is, there's a lot of good people out there. You know, there really are. There's a lot of good people out there, you know, that want to help you. But you're going to have a lot of people that don't have a clue, you know. And you're going to have some people that have their heart in the right place, but they're nowhere near where that dog is, or, you know, anything like that, you know, like, I can't tell you how many times I've posted dogs and had people comment, I want to foster, you're not even in the U.S., you know, like, why would you even comment that, you know, it's like they literally just, like, you know, they're taking up your time, and whoever made the post, you know, and they're literally, like, posting, and it's like, commenting this unnecessariness, you know, it's like, before you comment, you know, like, I want to foster, how about you read the post, because 9 times out of 10, there's the rescue that's interested in pulling the dog, or that's, you know, tagged the dog, and whoa, lo and behold, if you go to their page, or look on their website, or on Facebook, you'll find it, and you'll find a foster application, adoption application. Fill it out, send it in, and voila, you know, send them a message and call them and say, hey, I just did a foster app, hey, I just did an adoption app. I mean, it's not really that complicated. If you're out of state, it's a bit more tricky. A lot of rescues, you know, in the state, you know, they might work with out-of-state rescues, to people that have adopters. You know, I know a lot of people, a lot of rescues or shelters here literally have transports lined up probably once a month, if not more, to go from a shelter, and they just pull a bunch of dogs and have adopters in the other state, and they take them all, they get them all vetted, neutered, and spayed before they leave the state, and then they get, you know, loaded up, and they get taken to the one destination, and all the adopters show up and get their animals, which is great. You know, right now with COVID, it probably makes that a whole lot trickier. Like, everything right now with COVID is a whole lot trickier. You know, people are passing away, and I've seen this a lot on Facebook, too. People are passing away, and they've got pets, you know, and people are scared to take on the animal because that person had COVID or something, or was around somebody that had COVID, and, you know, we still don't know, like, you know, the whole deal with COVID and what, you know what I mean? Like, everybody's just a little apprehensive, and it's understandable. It's completely understandable, you know. But don't, you know, don't do an unnecessary comment or comments, you know. You know, some people mean well, but sometimes their comments are just, they just overload the post, and they're unnecessary, really. So, yeah. If you do, and here's another thing, too. If you do have an animal, and whatever your situation, you're needing help with, whether dog food or vetting, I mean, make a post. You know, yes, I know people can be harsh, but at the same time, there's probably going to be a bunch of people going, okay, where's your vet at? Okay. And honestly, like, I mean, you can go to TCAP for what? I think it's, I want to say $25. You can go get the basic set of shots for a dog, be done, you know, and that's for, what is it, a year, whatever it is, yeah, once a year. So, I mean, honestly, you know, $25, you can drive to TCAP and go get it done. So honestly, there's, you know, there's kind of, I mean, usually if you go out to eat nowadays, you're going to spend, what, 10, 15 bucks? You know, just don't go out to eat a couple times and you're going to have 25 to go take your dog and get your dog vetted. I mean, you know, it is what it is. It's a quick in and out type thing and that's it. Okay, y'all have a good day. I appreciate y'all. Thank you.